This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Hill! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, real quick, a very good breakup phrase sent to us from a texter. It says, phrases that I've used to end a relationship, quote, "You've slept with two guys in my band, I think it's over." That from Johnny B.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
But the band,
right?
We're sticking together.
Yeah, I'm still playing with the guys.
Yeah.
Can't be with you.
We got a tour.
God damn.
Two guys in my band. Damn.
And we're a three-piece. Today we toast John Crotty of New York City, New York. Now, John is the co-owner of the East 147th Street Housing Development Fund Corp. Corporation. Basically, it's an apartment building. But he was recently fined $1,000 by the Department of Health for an odor violation. Apparently, while the health department, they could not visually identify the source of the stink, they insisted that it must be the result of a dead animal or animal feces. Now, John defended his property. He said, look, man, there's no dead animals or animal poop anywhere on the premises. But after a lengthy back and forth, it has been tentatively determined that the foul odor was the result of the health department officer having been crop dusted by a resident at the time of inspection.
Yeah. Classy.
Sorry.
So we poured this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bejola.
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hook to please everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
Short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bicholo.
Hola! All right, Zach, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, correct.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go with interior decorating.
All right, we go to China. where a 7-year-old boy, he'd been complaining about a mysterious bad smell for 2 years. Turns out he had something stuck in his left nostril. The unnamed boy, he had been telling his parents that he smelled something bad for at least a couple of years, but they could never figure out what it was. Now, they certainly couldn't smell whatever it was, and the 7-year-old child couldn't really describe the smell. So for a long time, they ignored his claims as make-believe. However, his complaints became more frequent in recent weeks, so they decided to take him to the doctor. And an examination of the boy's nostrils revealed a, quote, mysterious black mass in his nose. Well, the mysterious object lodged in the boy's nose couldn't be identified, and it was so high up in his nasal cavity, the doctors were worried that it might cause some serious damage while attempting to take it out. Leaving it in the boy's nose was not an option either, as it looked surrounded by pus, no doubt by an infection. So after consulting with his parents and asking for their consent, they finally decided to operate on the kid. Now, the doctor reportedly tried 3 different tools before finally dislodging the black foreign object from the boy's nose. It was covered in several layers of nasal secretions and dried pus, so no one really knew what it was at first, but after cleaning it, doctors figured out what it was. Now, the 7-year-old boy, he did make a full recovery, no longer since the bad smell or taste that he'd been complaining about. And doctors warn that objects stuck in children's noses are not uncommon, pointing out the symptoms such as abnormal nose picking. A thick nasal discharge with a peculiar smell should not be ignored by parents. Most parents, we probably piece that together. But the question is, what was stuck in this kid's nose for 2 years? Was it a Lego? Was it a peanut? Was it a marble? Or was it a screw? So Lego, peanut, marble, or screw. What does poor kid have jammed up his nose for 2 years?
How old was he?
7. So 2 years. That is a lot of your life.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to go. I don't even know if they have peanuts in China, Zach, but I'm going to go peanut.
In China?
I don't know. I don't know really too much about.
Think about your Chinese cuisine, man.
Well, we have peanut butter, but you know, no one else really uses peanut butter like we do.
Well, they use peanuts on a lot of the Chinese dishes.
Well, it seems more like Thai food.
Okay, fine. Split hairs.
I'm willing to bet money China has peanuts.
All right. I will take the Lego.
Lego?
Okay.
Can't find a peanut in all of China.
There's not a peanut in all of China. No. I'm going to lose my ass.
I just want a peanut.
I'm going to have to Google this. All right, Zach, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to go with Lego.
Lego with Ted. Okay. What did this kid have lodged in his nostril there for 2 years? A Lego, a peanut, a marble, or a screw? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: interior decorating on profiles. We got a boy in China complaining that something smelled bad for a couple of years. Parents finally took him into the hospital. There was something, in fact, lodged in his nose. Mm-hmm. Doctors were able to operate and successfully remove the object. Obviously, the kid's doing much better now. Question is, what was apparently lodged in his nose for 2 years? A Lego, a peanut, a marble, or a screw?
And, Zach, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery.
Yes, I told you no peanuts in China.
No peanuts in China. So far, we have circumstantial evidence supporting your theory. Because it was not a peanut.
I'm not saying.
And the kid's in China. Yeah. So obviously, there can be no peanuts in China.
That's it.
It is that simple.
37% of the world's peanuts come from China.
Yeah, but they don't eat them there.
That, my bad. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
They got peanuts in China.
It's like pandas. They all come from there, but they're never there.
They loan them out. Yeah.
I guess I'm really from Maryland, huh?
Yeah. And Zach, you agree with Ted Smith? And went with the Lego, which, let's face it, it's a 7-year-old kid. It's been there since he was 5. It's the obvious choice. However, it was not a Lego.
Oh.
Aww.
This kid's been making your iPhones. He had a screw. A screw in his nose. Yes, that is correct.
Damn. China is the world's largest producer of peanuts. Accounting for 37% of the global total.
But they don't need them. That's one.
Yeah, a major part of Chinese agriculture. I'll be damned. Peanuts and cuisine. China.
It's a major part of their agriculture.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest ones. Should have been a peanut. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right on the time where guys have teams of talented writers come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or can it be a The Ted Smith original?
It's been announced that more than 400 7-Eleven locations will be closing by the end of the year. These 7-Elevens are closing due to dropping sales as Americans pull back due to inflation. Jesus Christ, I knew all day this was going to happen. Inflation pressures. Inflation pressure, that's the feeling you get after you eat a tube of second 7-Eleven hot dog roller meats. You know their slogan, please tell me the bathroom works.
I'm going to say, what's his name? Colbert. No, not Colbert. What about Fallon?
It's Colbert.
Damn it.
It was announced that more than 400 7-Elevens in the U.S. will be closing by the end of the year. These 7-Elevens are closing due to declining sales as consumers pull back due to inflationary pressure. Coincidentally, inflationary pressure is also what you feel after eating a tube of 7-Eleven hot roller meats. You know their slogan, please tell me the bathroom works.
It's going to be the Yankees versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, and tickets are already going for over $100,000 or for $1,000. By game three, the only people who will be able to afford tickets will be the players.
Fallon?
Ted Smith. Fallon.
That's right. It's going to be the Yankees versus the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series, and tickets are already going for over $1,000. By game three, the only people who will be able to afford tickets will be the players.
The World Series matchup is set between the L.A. Dodgers and the New York Yankees, two of the biggest payrolls in baseball. It could also mean the Californians could finally get avocado toast on a bagel.
Detention, yes.
All right. The New York Yankees are headed to the World Series, where they will face the Los Angeles Dodgers, giving fans of both teams a chance to root for the city they just came from, but will probably move back again to in about 5 months.
Fallon.
Seth.
The New York Yankees are headed to the World Series, where they'll face the Los Angeles Dodgers, giving fans of both teams a chance to root against the city they just moved from but will probably move back to again in about 5 years.
Feels like there's a lot of jokes in there this week.
Oh, yeah.
Between, like, actors and this and that. There's got to be Mets jokes, because they had the number one payroll, but they didn't make it.
They came close.
Yeah.
They did. But that doesn't count. But that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, cool. We're close.
Well, I bet Ohtani feels good about his decision.
Bet you he does.
Oh, of course he does. And look, there's guys on the Dodgers, right? Like, I like Mookie Betts, right? Like, there's people you cheer for. There is a lot of the best players in the world on those two teams. Yeah. But also, it's like, I don't know. We talked about it. It just feels, and I know they haven't done it in years, the Yankees and Dodgers. I was like, I don't know that I care that much.
Yeah.
I don't really like either of those organizations.
Baseball, I think, is one of the hardest sports that you can participate in as far as just the different elements of being technically successful in the game. Betts can, like, I think he's bowled like 400-300 games.
He can bowl 300.
He's like the ultimate athlete. Damn. On so many different things. I think he just picked baseball, but smart move. I mean, money wise,
yeah,
but I think that guy could have done a lot of other stuff from an athletic standpoint, more so than just play baseball.
Yeah, and like nowadays we kind of forget because there's so many kids that focus on one thing. But like, I was just watching a video the other day. You remember Joe Mauer that was the catcher for the Twins forever? Like, he was Mr. Basketball in his state,
okay.
And like had all these hot, you know, interest in other programs and everything. I mean, look, we were talking about Jameis Winston, right? He's going to start this week for the Brownies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people forget he also pitched at Florida State,
right?
But there's a lot of crazy athletes. I mean, hell, Russell Wilson, who was the quarterback here forever, like, also a great baseball player. So you're right, Mookie Betts just happens to be one of the odd individuals who, it seems like, if it has anything to do with athletics, he can do it. I've seen him guarding like Tyreek Hill or something, just doing pass routes, and he's good at that too.
Damn.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
I think it'll be a fun series to watch.
Yeah, and look, I'll still watch it. I don't know. Like, it's not like the Red Sox haven't been good in the last 30 years, right? But when you see the Red Sox versus the Yankees, I just think naturally I go, all right, let's go Red Sox.
Right.
Other than the Yankees are just such an easy organization to dislike.
Yeah. I mean, they're a story franchise. The Cubs obviously are one, but they didn't win a lot for a number of years. So I think as far as the two, if you ask somebody from a different country name two baseball teams in America, they'd say Yankees and Dodgers.
Sure. But so I mean, they're your two biggest cities. I think that's part of the reason. You're like, you guys already get everything.
And the Yankees just, they just have so many more championships than anybody else, right?
Yep.
The Dodgers don't as much, but you're right. I mean, as far as like, and you could argue the Yankees are probably one of the more successful franchises in all of sports across the world.
Yeah, the world.
But yeah, there's a few of those brands. There's them, you know, much I hate to admit it. You still have, you know, Manchester United when it comes to soccer. You know, I like Arsenal, but it's just not as big of a brand. And remember, what's the terrible, the Jimmy Fallon movie about the Red Sox? The whole thing, it's just funny because they were...
Fever Pitch.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an adaptation of a book about people being Arsenal fans.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know, crazy, huh?
I did not know that.
No.
Yeah. And ironically, I think the Yankees own part of Arsenal.
Jesus God.
That was a good movie.
You know what? I never watched it.
Queen Latifah, good flick.
Do you guys know what the secret is to being a strong immune system and a great NFL player?
Ayahuasca.
No, eating boogers, apparently.
Oh.
A lot of people, I showed Mike today, he's seen the footage. Have you seen, it looks like Aaron Rodgers, he's eating his boogers.
You know, you either do or you don't. I've never been in that camp. I don't think you know. I don't think those people are willing to talk about it because they,
all right, so
they think it's normal.
Mike said the same thing that just, like, it's he reflex. Just, what's that?
Just reflex.
Just reflex, right? So maybe he flicked it. I'm hoping he flicked it off quickly.
Oh, no. No. He ate it.
And he just,
yeah. Yeah, he ate the booger.
I don't know. It's just kind of crazy.
Salty.
But the way that his hand just went straight from, like, wiped to straight in the mouth, like, that is reflex. Like, that is just what he does.
Right. That's a man who eats boogers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. He also got caught sniffing something out of a bottle.
But,
all right.
Look, he's in his helmet. He's in his uniform.
Right.
He's sniffing it through his face mask. Like, I feel pretty confident those are smelling salts.
Yeah, I was going to say, what else did people think it was? That was my first thought. Like, come on, man.
Well, and back in the day, smelling salts were really only used if they thought you had a concussion.
Yeah, correct.
Or, you know, I know some people that work that are EMTs. If you have a kid faking, like, an injury or something on a playground, if you hit them with smelling salt, they're going to react. But nowadays, they just sell them in these containers and everything, and people do them before they lift. You see a lot of football players doing them right before they play. So they just, and that's the reaction you're always going to get. It's like, oh. Yeah.
If you don't, there's something wrong with them.
Have you guys done some of the new smelling salts?
No.
Yeah.
But weren't you with me that one night?
I was there, yeah. I tried it.
Jesus.
It was wild.
It was spicy. You feel alive.
I'm telling you right now.
But it feels like somebody's reaching up and over your skull into the back of your head.
Yeah. And I don't know how to explain it other than it's like a bottle of Pepsi at AC, right?
All right.
And you open it up, and I mean, you kind of can smell it, whatever, but you get it even close, and you take a, I mean, you're just like, whoa.
Well, the thing is, we didn't even have to open like one of the little packets. We just opened up the bottle.
Yeah.
And that was enough.
Damn. Yeah.
Like, that stuff seeps out and is so strong that, you know, I could hold it down here at my chest and smell it, and it would cause a reaction. Okay. God, yeah. It's bad.
And you see people, like, lifting, using them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's fine. There's one guy I follow, but he lifts in, like, a home gym. So he sniffs it and then just, like, throws it away and starts, you know, right. It's like, just doing crazy weights. But, like, I don't know. If you're down at your local Planet Fitness, maybe you don't need to be hitting the smelling salts and throwing it around.
Do you think it would help with a hangover?
No, I think it would hurt like hell.
Oh, really?
What's
that stuff you spray up your nose to clear out nasal passages?
No.
There's a name for like
Afrin.
Naprin?
Well, hang on, though. There's that. But then there's also like now you can get like menthol sticks.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
My uncle uses it nonstop. I mean, you can see his head snap back like, yeah.
Miles, I don't think you're that wrong. I think smelling salts... It would snap you out of a hangover. You'll probably still feel it 10 minutes later, but...
It'll come back.
I remember that night, we were watching some sport, and we had those smelling salts, and then my one buddy kept going back and doing them. I was like, no more for me. Like, I'm good.
I am.
So, yeah. So, I feel confident in saying he was eating a booger, and they were just smelling salts.
Right.
So, just... I don't know.
One's gross. Relax about the other.
All right. You do got some sports on tonight. For my sickos out there like myself, there is some college football on Florida International University has their Vice Night. Just look at the field. It looks awesome. It's like Miami Vice, so it's got the pink and like that highlight or that crazy blue in it and this and that.
That's kind of cool.
There's still not a lot of people there. If you're an NBA fan, that tipped off tonight, and I believe you even got some cracking hockey going on. Yeah. Check that out, man.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due. Boom.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We got a new South Wales where a rescue mission was launched for a stupid reason. We covered this a little bit earlier today. While out on a day in the wilderness, a woman got into a precarious position when she managed to wedge herself into a tight crevice and became stuck upside down. Her friends tried to free her for an hour before emergency crews were called. They arrived on the scene and used winches to move several heavy boulders to eventually free her, all because she lost her cell phone in the crevice.
Mm-hmm.
She was treated for minor scratches and bruises, but is otherwise okay. Her phone, however, could not be recovered because it's a phone and it slides a lot easier through those crevices.
She spent a long time upside down.
7 hours, dude.
But to her credit, man, she was dead calm when they pulled her out.
Was she really?
Yeah, I mean, they said part of what made it easier is when they were there, you're expecting her to be panicked, and she's like, look, I can't do anything. You guys know what you're doing. Figure it out.
Right.
I'd like to get out of here, but like,
the blood's all in my head. I'd like to get out of here.
Yeah, I wonder what she sounded like.
That, I mean, that's the main thing I'd worry about. She's like, oh, man.
Maybe that's why she was so calm. There's so much blood in her head. Right. It's kind of loopy.
Hey, fellas.
Just 7 hours. I'm worried about an aneurysm, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
We might want to follow up on her.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if she's being monitored here for a minute. Like, let's just keep you in the hospital for a hot second.
We're sure you're fine. You're fine.
I mean, is there anything that they can do other than just, like, keep her upright and let things drain and just kind of monitor her?
I mean, it's really stand up for a while. And
stick near your friends for a while. Just make sure that somebody's got eyes on you.
I mean, it doesn't seem like that crazy of a thing. I can fathom being like, oh, let me lean over here and grab my phone.
Sure, absolutely. Right. Any one of us would have done it. You just hope you don't end up in that situation.
In other news, a pizzeria in Germany had one item that was just a little too popular. I feel like a couple people in here might have... I might have had this one. You see this one, Ed?
Now, pizzeria in Germany just makes me giggle.
Ain't really think Germany and pizza.
It's not that far away. I'm sure there's a lot of Italians there.
I'm sure it's fun.
Just sounds like you're setting us up for a joke.
Pizza shopping. Police car.
Josh's pizzeria.
We put the extra sausage on it, yeah.
No. So authentic.
Police.
Just like grandma.
You want some extra cheese on your crust?
Yeah. Oh, do you now?
Everything's just a beer sauce. Just a marinara. Right. Right.
Police caught wind of suspicious food inspectors that went into the establishment and soon found that they had an extremely popular item, the number 40, as it were.
Yep.
Which was a delicious pizza that came with a side of cocaine.
Which is crazy because you're not going to want to eat the pizza.
That means they do have 39 varieties of pizza.
Right.
Is that what you took out of that box?
Yes, they got 39 food items.
Yeah, but you know what? Might want that pizza at some point. Yeah.
That's true.
They eventually tracked down the store manager at his apartment and rang the bell, only to be greeted by a bag flying out of the apartment window, landing in the waiting arms of officers, and containing a mass of cocaine, cannabis, and cash. He was arrested and released days later, only to go right back to his dealing ways, running his business with a lot of people ordering the number 40. Officers were able to get more in-depth intel on the supply chain and arrested the manager once again. Great idea.
Well, they threw the bag out the window and the cops were like, thank you.
Thanks, dude. We'll take this.
I mean, I've heard of places selling weed with the pizza, but you're right. Cocaine's a new one.
Yeah.
A man in Ontario had a bad night, to say the least. He was found by local officers after he had managed to get his car stuck in a drive-thru with all of his tires flattened. The officers interviewed the driver, who did not know where he was, and due to his Vermont license plate, it stands to reason that he didn't even realize he had left the U.S. entirely. Apparently, he got so loaded that he blew through the border crossing without even knowing it. He was arrested and faced serious charges.
Yeah. Yes. Canada does not play that.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
You know, we're here like 18 strikes against you. Blah, 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 blah. Canada's like, no, sorry. You're a felon now.
Right. Now you're going to jail.
Some tidbits where you think about what you've done.
You're going to prison, buddy. You're going to be in there for a long time.
But all of our prison suits are made of denim.
We're going to take you to the French part. Going to let you rot there with all the Frenchies.
Yeah.
And just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Pennsylvania, where a little TLC has a big impact. Authorities got a call about an animal that was stuck in a manure pile on a local farm and moved in to investigate. Turns out a red-tailed hawk had managed to get herself stuck in the filth and was in a bad way when officials pulled her out. Specialists tell the media that after a short quarantine to let her rest, they spent 24 hours giving her fluids, food, and several much-needed baths to restore her to her former glory, and it only took that 24 hours. It came back lightning fast. She was then released back into the wild as healthy as if nothing had actually even happened.
Hmm. Okay. What do you smell like that? Nothing happened.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Don't mind me. Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, there's some college football on ESPN2, ESPNU, and CBS Sports. The NBA is back in action tonight.
How about that?
With games on TNT and True TV. And finally, your Seattle Kraken are back in action right here at home, hosting the Colorado Avalanche. That game currently underway over on ESPN and I believe ESPN Plus, if you so fancy. As far as your weather, things should stay clear tonight with temperatures dipping down into the high 40s. Expect cloudy morning tomorrow that should clear up to a mostly sunny sky and a high of about 52. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.